To understand the shape and flow of the cycle, one must first have a firm understanding on the nature of the gods themselves, for it is they who are the ones that wills the sea into motion, as the gods, in their desire, attempt to shape and bend the materials into the image of their own ideal form. There are 6 gods that dominate this sea of energy. The nature of each god can be understood by the combination of their 4 character traits, with each god sharing 1 fundamental character trait with the other 4 gods, while having 1 god as their nemesis. One of the 6 gods is a god of creation, while another one acts as a god of destruction. The other 4 gods stand out from the first 2, since they are not fundamentally either for destruction or creation, but rather wish to dictate how reality should be, whether it is for their own desire or conviction. While not inherently for destruction or creation, the actions of the 4 gods can either be destructive or creative, depending on their mood or desire. It is because of the gods' ambitions to assert their will over the material that reality itself is being constantly tilted back and forth, sent into new orbits, spun and jerked into various directions, as a consequence of the constant uneven tension that it is subjugated to. As the gods attempt to assert their dominance over reality itself. As the gods attempt to influence reality, their influence can be broken down to 4 primary character traits, with there being 12 definable character traits in total. These 12 character traits can be evenly categorized into 3 groups that we can define as either being positive, negative, or neutral. Even though the gods have 4 character traits that they express primarily, it does not mean that they are incapable of expressing other traits of character, but rather that it is the core of their identity that they will naturally return to. The 4 positive character traits, which are the 4 traits that the god of creation inherently possesses and are one of the traits that each of the 4 neutral gods will possess, are labeled as positive since they result in more things being created rather than being destroyed. Which at face value might not make sense, but when one understands the positioning of the gods, then it becomes obvious why this is. The first positive character trait is to be powerful, to have the ability to overcome all obstacles through one's own ability or power. The second one is to be benevolent, that is to possess a desire to be compassionate or kind to others. The third one is to be nurturing of others, that is to be willing to help or assist others in improving themselves, or helping them resolve their internal problems. And finally, the last one is to be a king, to accept full responsibility for one's own self and those that you lead. The 4 negative character traits, which are the 4 traits that the god of destruction inherently possesses, and again are one of the traits that each of the 4 neutral gods will possess, are again labeled as being negative since they result in more destruction rather than creation. They are also the exact opposite of the positive character traits, forming a spectrum between the 2 opposites. The first negative trait is to be weak, to be unable to overcome others using one's own power or ability. The second trait is to be malevolent, that is to possess the desire to be cruel, brutal, and to be merciless against others. The third trait is to be rapacious, to prey on others and exploit them for one's own gain. And the final trait is to be a slave, to reject any responsibility and to be controlled by others or one's own impulses. The 4 neutral traits are those character traits that separately distinct the 4 neutral gods from the gods of creation and destruction, since these traits are not inherently destructive nor creative. They will also form the last 2 traits that the neutral gods will possess alongside their 1 positive and 1 negative trait. The 4 neutral traits represent a desire to dictate how reality should function or how one should interact with it. The first neutral trait is to be an idealist, the desire to change reality based on what you believe it should be. The second trait is to be pragmatic, to accept reality for how it is and make the most out of it. The third neutral trait is the desire to be competitive, the desire to compete against others in order to improve one's own situation. And lastly, the last neutral trait is the desire to cooperate, to work with others in harmony or for mutual gain.